Good afternoon, thank you, or morning, I guess it still is. Good morning, thank you all for coming. Last week, it was widely reported that the executive director of the Erie County Water Authority was given a contract for a severance payout of between $300,000 and $400,000 if his contract is terminated before 2020. To me, this is government at its worst, and it is a slap in the face to the ratepayers of Erie County. This generous severance package comes at a time when the Water Authority should be using its resources to fix our aging infrastructure and to address water quality concerns. And it also comes at a time when we just saw a recent rate increase that took effect on, I think it's New Year's Day. As a legislator and as a ratepayer myself, I think it's outrageous to see a political appointee receive such a generous payout at a ratepayer expense. So today, I'm announcing the Severance Pay Limitation Act, which would ban such generous payouts for authorities across New York State. My bill would amend the state law to define an at-will employee, and it would limit severance payouts to at-will employees to only 3 months' salary. And it would also ensure that the severance payout is not included in calculating retirement benefits. I think this is responsible legislation that will protect the ratepayers of Erie County and all of New York State from future egregious severance payouts at ratepayer expense. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
This is something that a lot of people are pointing to as a political situation, specifically referring to the Water Authority situation. People saying, today it's the Republicans, tomorrow it's going to be the Democrats. Is that something you want to fight against or touch on?
Unfortunately, I don't think, I haven't researched the issue, but I don't think that this legislation would apply to the existing GOP appointee, but it would apply to future appointees, which the next one presumably is going to be a Democrat. So it is something that would apply to going forward, regardless of which party controls this authority. I actually think that, if they had done things responsibly to begin with, we wouldn't need to do that. But this is, the Earl Jan payout that I mentioned isn't the only one. According to the Buffalo News reporting, the deputy also received a similar severance package. So, you hope that lawmakers are going to do the responsible thing, but if they're not, that's why I feel it's necessary to step in and do it. Well, I think we all know that the writing was on the wall that he was probably going to be terminated. And, this was clearly intended to protect him and to ensure that if and when he is, he gets a generous payout. That's a good question. To be honest, I'm not as familiar as I should be with that. So I can look into that further, and that's a good question. As I'm thinking about it, right now, it is really Erie County residents elect they elect their officials, and you expect your representatives to do responsible things. So to some extent, I would be reluctant to get involved because I think it's really the voters of Erie County that should have the first. But in this particular situation, I feel as though we can't, we've seen that they haven't acted responsibly, so that's why I feel like it's necessary to step in.
Right, so isn't there a way to, the state could take the politics out of the authorities?
Might be worth looking at, for sure.
So we argued that the parachute isn't so much of a reward, but a deterrent, the kind of turnover that happened.
Can it be argued consistency is good? You know, consistency is sometimes good, right? It is, if you had the right person in the job. If the existing legislature believes that he's the right person for the job, then they will. Then this won't be a cost to the ratepayers. I think there were questions about this particular person's qualifications to begin with, and the writing was on the wall, and that's why they instituted this golden parachute.
I don't want to put words in my mouth, but it sounds like you're saying that wasn't the spirit of this separate committee.
That's my opinion, yes. Yes. A Senate sponsor? Not yet. I'm just working on the legislation now. I haven't formally, you know, this is we're tweaking the final language. I'm going to send it in to in the next couple days, and then I will make sure that you all get a copy of it when I have the final language. So. I'm sorry. Would it be
worth it?
No, I don't think golden parachutes should happen at taxpayer expense. I just don't. I don't think that this is, you know, you go into the job is paid very well to get a qualified person. There's no need for this kind of a golden parachute to lure somebody into the job, you know, which is really sometimes the way they do it, right? Usually golden parachutes are on the front end so that if you get let go, this is done moments before he was clearly going to get let go, which is unfortunate. So thank you very much. Great. Thanks. Ooh, thanks for coming out on a chilly day.